The Chinese Amazon Association holds a spring festival gala every year. Their hosts greet everyone, wishing them happy spring festival in the same style as the CCTV gala. Following an officer from the Chinese embassy announcing celebrations as a representative of the Chinese government. I would appreciate more if they would be less formal, less authoritative, and more fun. I've seen CCTV gala and Chinese government officials since my childhood, and I don't want to see it anymore when I'm in the United States. Plus, they are not CCTV galas. I left China because I don't like the bureaucratic atmosphere, but when it is a corporate organized gala made by Chinese people, the flavor of totalitarianism come back. The gala merged the shows into a time travel drama, which was creative, but when the way that the host cue the next show was embarrassing because the switch of light was too slow, the host of the gala, who are also the actors in the time travel drama, have to stand still with a posture of welcoming the next show while waiting for the light to darken for at least 5 seconds. It made people laugh and took people out of the drama. Even though the time travel drama looked fake, it touched me in a few moments. The first one was an unfaithful monk who indulged in Playboy magazine turned out to have been a principal engineer before. Principal engineer is a level that many engineers cannot achieve in their whole life. He decided to be a monk who tells dirty jokes all the time, showing that Amazon drives engineers crazy. The second one was a student who have a stack of master certificates as thick as a dictionary just for working in the United States under CPT visa because he couldn't win the H-1B lottery. When he finally won the H-1B lottery and was on the boat to go home to visit his family after 10 years as a master student in the United States, he got laid off, which meant his H-1B wouldn't be valid anymore. If he left the United States, it was possible that he couldn't come back again. With fear, he got off the boat immediately. But in the end, he decided to go home and be with families for the Spring Festival no matter what. It was an exaggeration of reality or a pessimistic prediction of the immigration in the future. But it was funny but also ironic because it's too close to home for audience who were struggling for green card in the United States. Similarly, there were many jokes about layoff, Amazon leadership principles, and uncles, which invokes laughter that brought tears to people's eyes. I expected the gala would be more performed by Amazon employees. After all, it's Amazon employees celebrating the Spring Festival. I missed the atmosphere in college when amateur students sang songs written by themselves or students from Latin dance clubs dance on the stage. But most of the performers were professionals. It could be too hard for people who work at Amazon and have kids to practice for a show. The gala ended with a beautiful song called West Lake, Xihu, a famous lake in Hangzhou, China, and Sky from Beyond. It's much better to end with Sky than Unforgettable Night, a traditional ending song in CCTV Spring Festival Gala, because it finally let people forget the CCTV bureaucratic atmosphere.